This is Miss Iris from kinkystorytime.com, and I'm interviewing Miss Allie, the founder of LDW. I'm going to learn a little bit about the history of LDW Group and her perceptions of what sets this fabulous place apart. So welcome, Miss Allie.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the invitation.
Oh, you're sure welcome. I appreciate that you could take time out of your busy schedule to chat today. And I just want to get a real simple kind of idea, just an easy little timeline about the business. When did LDW Group begin?
Well, we launched our first site in late November of 2002.
Oh, wow. So it's been almost 10 years. That's exciting.
Yeah, this November we'll celebrate our 10th anniversary.
Oh, are you going to do anything fun for the anniversary, Miss Allie?
Well, usually we plan a trip to Las Vegas to celebrate our anniversary, and this year I'm sure we'll have some really special things in store because it's the big 10.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure all the clients will want to get involved in celebrating with you. It's been an amazing journey, I bet, not just for you, but for the clients. Can you give me a little overview of how the place has grown, Miss Allie?
Well, let's see. Back in 2002, we had the one website, talkcontrol.com.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, and at the time, that was, kind of a niche website. It was the type of calls that I had been most successful with in my previous experience. And so, we launched that website as part of a group of ideas that we had for other websites that we were going to launch, and I had no idea that that would become kind of our flagship site.
Oh.
It turned out to be really popular because that concept spans a lot of different sub niches. You know, it doesn't have to be someone who's totally into orgasm denial who would like to call that site. So,
sure.
Yeah, we have very broad range of callers who like to call that site. And then during 2003. We launched a few other sites. I think that we launched the Phone Humiliation, Freckled Fantasies, Please Your Mistress, oh. And then I think Box Erotic came in 2004, and that's kind of our general site. You know, it accommodates a lot of different fantasies, not just the femdom.
Yeah, so
we sort of, as we developed and established sites, and we, found out what kinds of interests our callers had, we would launch a new website based on those interests, and that kind of just grew and grew. And I think right now we have over 200 websites, including the blogs and the podcasts and the training sites and forums, and now we have the social network. So, yeah, every time we have an idea that we think that would be of interest to our clientele, we put up a new website.
Oh, that's amazing, Miss Allie. Over 200 websites. That is phenomenal. That's quite a network. You know, I noticed when I was researching LDW that, all the search terms that interested me, you guys would, our company, our sites would come up at the top of the list. And I always thought that was really interesting and exciting that all of the topics that related to my interests, LDW would come up at the top. Did you plan it that way, that all the sites would sort of relate in some way or another to femdom interests, or did it just evolve that way because the clients had those appetites?
Yeah, I think that it's a combination of the two. I think that the ladies who came to work with us, that would be their interest, and the clients who tend to call, that's their interest. And those type of phone calls tend to be more interesting for us than the typical vanilla calls. Those can, there's a place for that. Of course, there's a lot of services that cater to that, but that's what our clients are interested in, and that's what we're interested in.
Fabulous.
And the calls that come in from those sites, in my opinion, are really interesting.
Yes, I would agree. Well, that leads to my next question. I wanted to know what you think sets LDW Group apart from other phone entertainment providers. I mean, I'm sure, when I researched, all I could find was LDW, that you had created sites that were at the top of all my areas of interest. But I'm sure there are other providers who offer femdom services. What do you think makes LDW Group so successful and exceptional?
Well, I think that we have the advantage of time, getting into this area 10 years ago.
Oh, sure.
When there really weren't a lot of websites out there catering to this particular interest. So You know, we attracted people with similar interests early on,
mm-hmm.
you know, when there wasn't so much competition. So I think that is one of the factors.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, we're very selective in who we work with. You know, we have a really long interview process, as you know.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. And we have a really long application that, you know, that people who want to work with us fill out. And so usually someone who looks at that questionnaire that would, you know, that would be submitted before we select somebody to interview, if they look at that and say, wow, this is just way too long, I'm not going to take the time to fill that out.
Sure.
That sort of screens out a large group of phone entertainers who wouldn't necessarily be a good fit for our clients. So,
sure.
you know, I think a lot of it is the extensive process we go through to find ladies who are going to provide great service and whose interests kind of are, you know, a good fit for our clients.
Yes, wonderful.
And I think the fact that we treat it like like it's a real business. I've been told by a few ladies who've applied with us that, you know, and not been brought aboard, that, you know, this isn't rocket science and this isn't NASA. And, you know, and you don't need to have such a long interview process to take yourself so seriously. But, you know, in order to offer the best service, I think you do need to take yourself seriously.
Yes.
And you do need to approach it as if it's a real business, because it is.
Well, absolutely.
I mean,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what else?
Well, you know, and that brings to mind to me not just the fact that we take it seriously, Miss Allie, but, you know, our clientele does here. Our clients are real connoisseurs, and I think if you, you know, if you brought on a more frivolous kind of mistress, they'd give her an education before she ran with her tail between her legs. I mean, you know, it's a demanding hiring process and training process, but that's because we have really discerning clients. So I think that's a great point, which brings up my next question. Is I'm curious about repeat callers. I'm really fortunate to have so many wonderful clients who call on a repeating basis, and I'm curious how many of your LDW clients are repeat callers, and do you have some that have been with you the entire 10 years?
We do have quite a few who have been with us since the first year.
Wow.
And we have, let me see, and Miss Tia has been with us since pretty much the very first year.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and I think Miss Cassandra and Dallas came the second year. And, you know, so we have both mistresses who have been with us from the early days and clients who have been with us from the early days. I don't have the exact statistics on how many people who called the first year are still with us, but I bet it's a pretty significant number.
That's amazing. That's really, that's exciting to hear. It's fun to build those long-term relationships.
Definitely. Yeah. And then overall, our repeat caller statistic is about 70%. I would like to, you know, we are constantly working to get that number up to 99.9%. But I think, you know, right now it's about 70% of people who make a call with us definitely call again within the first year.
Well, I think that's phenomenal in this industry, because this is the kind of industry where you're going to have a certain percentage of guys who are just dabbling and, you know, not serious about it. So to have 70% of them coming back again and again, that's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think another thing that sets us apart from other services is that we have a 100% guarantee, and it's not just a 100% guarantee on one 10-minute phone call a month, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not a guarantee that we begrudgingly offer. It's something that it's important to us that whenever anyone calls, that their experience is amazing, and so, you know, we don't have a lot of people who have to take advantage of that, because we, you know, we offer a lot of ways before the call to make sure that the person who's calling is matched up with the right entertainer.
Yeah.
But, you know, if for whatever reason it doesn't go as the client hopes, we don't bill them for the call.
Oh, that's just wonderful. That's a great point. And one other point that brings up to me when I've done some research is something else that really sets you apart and that I love as a mistress, and I think clients love, and helps prepare for those great calls, that helpmycock.com. That, that is a fabulous stroke of genius offering that, Miss Allie, because it makes it easier for the clients to find the right fit. It makes it easier for us mistresses to to make it clear what we offer and where our strengths lie and get to just exactly the clients who are going to be thrilled and have exceptional calls. So that helpmycock.com is a wonderful tool you've created.
Yeah, I think what makes it really wonderful is Molly and Cassidy, and now yeah. Jennifer, who's kind of double dutying as a dispatcher as well as a live health mistress.
Yeah.
They're just fantastic. I couldn't ask for a better team on live health. They're just amazing ladies, amazingly friendly and helpful and knowledgeable. And I suggest anyone listening stop by there just to see how amazing they are.
Yes, and funny and entertaining and imaginative.
They are.
Yeah, they're a delight.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, I am so thrilled to get to ask you these questions, and I so appreciate your time. Do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to share? Especially, I'm curious about the future now that you've hit your 10-year mark. Do you have any thoughts about the future of LDW Group or anything else you'd like to share?
That's a good question. We kind of, broad long-term vision, which is usually focused on improving our customer service and improving the customer's experience.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking into different technologies to incorporate into the company to improve the experience. And the short term, as you know, we have the new audition
yes.
coming up.
Yes, that's exciting.
Yeah, definitely. And what that's all about is to bring ladies aboard who don't necessarily have professional experience in the industry, but they've gone through our screening process, and their personalities seem to be a good match, and their knowledge seems to be a good match for the company. So we'll be having a special site. And I think that a lot of our loyal clients will have a lot of fun talking to these ladies and, providing us with feedback. And, the ladies will be going through an intensive training program while they're introducing themselves to the clients. And, we definitely look forward to getting a lot of feedback from our clients as to how we can, make this program a success.
That's so exciting, Miss Allie. It's like phone sex boot camp, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And the clients can test out these new mistresses either as an experiment to see, what their skill set is, or they can come in as cheerleaders and urge on the ones that they think are doing, exceptional work. I love that you're involving the clients and giving them a chance to participate in that training period.
Yeah, and going back to your question about what kind of sets us apart is I think it is the client involvement.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just kind of a drive-by, make a phone call, and then go away until the next time. So many of our clients are, involved in a community, and they're constantly giving us feedback and ideas of what they'd like to see. So I like to think that our clients are involved in that, the evolution of the company and how things run, and a lot of what we come up with is based on what the clients are asking for.
Yeah.
So I agree that that we'd like to see a lot of that with this new EnchantressAuditions.com website.
Wonderful. Well, that's so exciting. And I've had so much fun interviewing you. I've learned so much. I know the clients are going to love this this podcast. I want to thank you for your time and let you know that I'm thrilled to be a part of your organization, and I'm excited about the future with LDW. So thank you so much, Miss Allie.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your time.
You bet. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.